You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266.
This is CBS News on the Hour.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. More fallout after the release of that video showing the police beating death of Tyre Nichols. CBS's Skylar Henry has the latest.
Five officers involved who were fired are facing multiple charges, including second-degree murder. Memphis police confirmed Monday that a sixth officer, Preston Hemphill, has been relieved of duty since the beginning of the investigation for his role in the incident. Several others who arrived on the scene are also under investigation.
He's there, handcuffs, moaning on the ground, and everybody's walking around nonchalantly like it's business as usual. So it should be accountability for everybody on the video.
That's Nichols' family attorney, Ben Crump. Meanwhile, three Memphis Fire Department officials have been fired, and they could face charges in connection with the death of Tyre Nichols. A Chicago prosecutor is dropping sex abuse charges against singer R. Kelly. Speaking to fellow sexual assault victims.
As a survivor, I know that the courage that it took for them to come forward, and I know that for those who were seeking to have their day in court here in Illinois, that today's announcement may be disappointing.
But Kim Fox says R. Kelly will be in prison for decades anyway on federal convictions. A trial is underway in New York for a woman accused of trying to kill a friend by giving her cheesecake laced with poison.
Victoria Nasora is accused of coming up with the intricate scheme.
This woman concocted a calculated plan.
Prosecutor Constantinos Liturgas, in his opening statement, told jurors the poison cheesecake was a key element.
To get her alone in a room, to try to kill her, and to take her identity.
Nasora's friend did eat the cheesecake, then passed out. She survived, but when she came to, realized her passport and other items were missing. Nasora is also suspected of drugging men that she met on a dating website, then stealing their money. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Winter storm watches and warnings stretch from Texas to Pennsylvania. WCBS radio meteorologist Craig Allen.
Inland portions of Texas, as well as on up across the Mississippi Valley and on up towards the Great Lakes. This is an area where there is precipitation, where there is moisture, and it is falling in the form of snow, sleet, and freezing rain.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel, where he's been discussing several issues, including Iran's nuclear ambitions.
We agree that Iran must never be allowed to acquire a nuclear weapon.
Secretary Blinken also urged Israel and the Palestinians to do everything possible to calm recent tensions. Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson discussing a phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin before the invasion of Ukraine.
He threatened me at one point and said, you know, Boris, I don't want to hurt you, but with a missile, it would only take a minute or something like that, you know.
Boris Johnson made his comments during an interview with the BBC. This is CBS News.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. There are new vaccination rules in Wisconsin for schools and daycare centers. Starting this month, students have to get a meningitis shot in seventh grade and a booster by their senior year of high school. The Department of Health Services is also moving the whooping cough shot from sixth grade to age 11. Daycare centers now need proof from a doctor about kids' chickenpox history. The chickenpox vaccine is highly recommended but not required. November's race for governor was the most expensive in Wisconsin history. The Wisconsin Democracy Campaign says total spending was $164 million. Public documents show Governor Evers' re-election campaign spent $42 million and challenger Tim Michaels spent $28 million. The rest of it came from outside groups. In sports, Marquette beat Villanova last night. The Bucks host the Clippers tonight and the Badgers are at Ohio State. I'm Terry Bell and this is Civic Media News.
Do your priorities for the country match the president's? Listen live as Joe Biden lays out his plans during the State of the Union Address February 7th, starting at 8 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station. Then stay with us as News Director Terry Bell and guests break down and share reaction to the policies the president presents. You can join the conversation, too. The State of the Union Address live with coverage from 8 to 10 p.m. Tuesday, February 7th on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress? But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
It's Friday.
Oh, it is Friday.
It was a short week, and it still feels like it was a long week. And we did it!
We did. Well, we're almost
it.
We almost did it.
We're still going to get through today. But we did it. We live to tell about it. We're having fun.
Yeah. All kinds of fun things planned for today.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My next guest is one of my favorite state senators, none other than Chris Larson. How you doing, Senator Larson?
I'm doing well. How you doing, Earl?
I'm doing just fine, man. I've been missing you, haven't had you on for a while. We've got to remedy that because there's so much going on. You guys are back in business. You had a long hiatus, and so what's going on up in Madison right now?
Not good things right now, unfortunately. We've only had one session day other than where everybody got sworn in, and it was probably the smallest schedule we've had, where they just passed a few referendums to put on the ballot in April. There's going to be three questions, and they're just 100% political, just the Republicans trying to be able to tilt things in their favor for the Supreme Court race, which, you know, I'm sure you and your listeners know is wildly important. So they're trying to gin up support for that instead of actually doing the work that the people of Wisconsin need, right? And this is at a time we have $7 billion in surplus. You could fully fund our schools again. You could restore the loss to local revenues to make sure that local government can actually function the way that it's supposed to and still have enough left over for a tax cut. But instead, right now, they push these referendum questions, and I don't know if a lot of people know about them, but they'll see them on their ballot this April.
And Senator Larson, can you – this is a difficult lift, but can you explain to me why we still, in the state of Wisconsin, medical marijuana that is life-saving, that we can't get people to understand, man, what is your issue? How can you not approve medical marijuana? What is wrong with you? Well, maybe what they need is some medical marijuana. And
the people who are most against it are the people who could probably benefit the most by having this stuff illegal, right? Just to be like, you know, the effects are less than alcohol. Over half the other states have figured this out, and we are one of the last dozen or so states that have done nothing, where you cannot even get medical with a prescription. And they're still talking around the edges of saying, oh, gosh, you know, if we did medical, then, you know, we want to be very specific about what it's for, you know. And it's just ludicrous that that's the idea of what they think they should be doing with the power that they've illegitimately given themselves through gerrymandering, right, that they're going to have oversight over who they think should be allowed to have medical marijuana or who should be able to use marijuana at all. And, you know, for most other states, this is not a new thing. You know, you can just legalize it, regulate it like alcohol. We've done it. We've been doing it for since Prohibition ended, almost 100 years ago now. So we're okay. Maybe we should end the Prohibition on this now, too.
You know, Senator Larson, I've always said I can never do your job because I couldn't sit down with people who, you know, they've got some real issues. I mean, just like the guy right now, Lemahue or whatever his name is, who says mm-hmm. anybody who has a felony record shouldn't be able to have a vicious dog. I mean, isn't there something else going on of importance, Senator Larson, that you guys could be working on rather than to bring something idiotic and moronic up? I mean, I sometimes wonder if they see who can come up with the most moronic ideas on the state level, man. Come on, man.
Yeah, they take, I know you're not a Fox News watcher, neither am I, but I think that's where they take their direction, and that is the world that they think that we live in, where they think that the biggest problem right now is that they think the government agents are coming to get their gas stove,
right.
that they are worried about, you know, rows of bandits roaming down the street with vicious dogs, you know, like, just picturing people out of, like, in bad 80s movies. Like you know, Police Academy, where they're all smoking weed and having vicious dogs, and everyone's clutching their children and rushing inside. And it's like, that's okay. That's not the world we live in. The one that we live in is the one where they are underfunding education. Where right now we are $3,000 per student lower than if we would have kept pace with the average increase and pace with inflation from the last 15 years, right? Where we are in a situation where just about every community in the state has had to pass a referendum to make up for the loss because Republicans are artificially strangling local government from being able to hire firefighters, police, public safety workers, and municipal workers to plow the streets, right? And on top of that, they have issued the largest tax cuts. I think they're over $22 billion in tax cuts, mostly favoring the rich. So they're starving what locals need. You know, that's what they've done. And if you look at the problems that we're dealing with, where we still have opioid crisis they have not fully addressed, you are still dealing with shooting deaths because of an oversaturation of guns without having proper training and proper keeping it out of the hands of people who are going to do harm based off of what the science says. We have among the highest incarceration rates in the country, so locking up people is not helping. And, of course, Wisconsin has the highest rate of incarceration for black males in the country. We're 1 in 36 black males are incarcerated in our state. Like these problems, the ones that we're hearing about, the ones that people are tapped into, they're not addressing these, right? Instead, they're pushing these strange referendum questions of trying to scapegoat and saying people who are that trying to pretend that people who are getting public benefits are bilking the system at the same time as, you know, people like Diane Hendricks, who funds their campaigns, hasn't paid taxes in most years in the last decade.
Senator Larson, they're still focusing on people who get SNAP benefits or food stamps. I mean that has been just about pared down to one of the lowest in, you know, across the nation what we give for people, and yet as if that's a big issue. But I wanted to ask you about, again, Milwaukee, the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County, and the fact that we can't get our fair share of what we deserve in order to keep the city and the county solvent. And you hear Robin Voss and others who have a mentality that we want to make sure that the city and the county can't survive. It's intentional. What are your thoughts about that?
I'm glad you're saying that, Earl. I'm glad you're pointing that out, because I think that there's a there's still some folks who look at the actions of what Republicans have been doing for decades, and you've watched it, and you've been speaking on it, and thank you for that. But some people look at that and they say, oh, gosh, maybe, you know, if we were nicer to them, they would understand that yes. Milwaukee is the economic engine that is running the state, where most of the revenue that funds local governments across the state and funds the state is coming from Milwaukee and southeastern Wisconsin. But they do not. They have this punishment mentality where they look for things that are wrong. And, of course, there are things, you know, in any community. And in a large community, you're going to have those problems be larger. But their reaction is to say, instead of fixing it, is to punish, to keep punishing and keep punishing. And so we send more money to the state and get less back. And on top of that, we do not have the ability to produce our own revenue by either, you know, raising income tax or raising a sales tax. Like every other, just about every other major community in the country can figure things out for themselves. We are completely restrained. And on top of that, they refuse to allow us to be able to raise revenue. So, you know, there's hope. There's hope. I mean, for gosh sakes, Milwaukee and some Milwaukee leaders are letting them have their national convention here next year as a sign of goodwill. I personally, I don't think that it'll work. I don't think allowing a major speaking spot and for them to point at Milwaukee as saying, yes, here's the problem, we need to punish them, is going to be helpful for us. But, you know, we'll find out in the next month or two if Republicans are going to allow for us to move forward with the sales tax or if they're going to block it.
Senator Larson, I heard this come out of the mouth of Robin Voss and other conservative talk show hosts who he follows, say that Milwaukee, we can't give them additional money because they don't know what to do with it. Well, maybe if they do away with the trolley first, stipulations that then we will give them some additional dollars, but we don't believe that they know what to do with money. Who in the world are these people? What gives them the right to say to those of us who live in the city and Milwaukee County, who are the taxpayers, that the people we elect don't know what to do with money, so therefore we're going to punish all of them? I mean, come on, man. That's blatant.
Yeah, I know it's a rhetorical question, but you're asking who he is. Robin Voss, if he wants to talk about a stewardship of public dollars, this is a guy that was the co-author of the Foxconn napkin deal that would have given away $10 billion to hucksters who never had intentions of putting anything here, and still haven't, right, to a large degree. And $10 billion hijacked the budget, refused to move it forward until this happened, and frankly bypassed all of our local businesses and giving them funds to grow. This is the guy who also just finished giving away $1 million to Michael Gableman to chase ghosts in this Trump lie fueled so-called investigation.
So, Senator Larson,
produced a shred of evidence.
I got to get you to hang on. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. On the line, State Senator Chris Larson. You can join us. We'll be right back.
Take nothing less than the supreme best. Do not obey. No mistake for safe, but you can pass the test. Just move on up to a greater day. With just a little faith, if you put your mind to it, you can surely do it.
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great too. Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A wind chill advisory begins at 11 p.m. tonight and continues until noon tomorrow. A few flurries possible at times this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. High temperatures reach up to 24, northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 8 below tonight, mainly clear. Mainly sunny skies again tomorrow, 7 above. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 21 degrees.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha, WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at waukradio.com.
At 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is State Senator Chris Larson. And so, Senator Larson, you have been at this now, what, how many, what, 6 years, 8 years?
Twelve
years. and you took... Do you get frustrated because it's you guys, barring some miracle, you're going to remain in the minority? Now, we often hear people say that, you know, you've got to find a way to work with these people. And I know you try, but do you ever get frustrated?
Of course. Yeah, of course. I mean, look, I think that there is always hope, right? And you have to, no matter how small the sliver may be, you have to hold on to that, right?
Right.
And we have achieved things, right? I think of the fact that you know, Governor Evers was elected 4 years ago, of being able to have a Democratic governor there, and the difference that that has made over the last 4 years, through the pandemic.
No question.
Just think of, like, how different things would have been
if Scott Walker had been
in charge. Exactly. Somebody who turned away close to $1 billion because he didn't like trains and sent away this federal money. Somebody who has continued to turn away Medicaid funds that would help people get access to life-saving health care and would have benefited Wisconsin to the tune of over $1 billion again in money saved. And then we're still spending more for less coverage. In all of that, right, of being able to have Evers there as governor, Democratic governor, to give funds to businesses to stay afloat, to be able to help individuals through this as best as we could through testing and through, allocating resources, and, of course, making sure that we got funds to schools that passed through from the Fed. So that's a huge victory. But, frankly, being able to tilt the map in a fairer direction, that can happen. We came close a year ago. Now it comes down to who is going to hold the Supreme Court.
Right.
So, if folks haven't already, marking their calendars for April 4th is going to be crucial, because that is a position. Whoever wins this seat is going to be deciding the future of whether we can continue to have Republicans gerrymander the state in such a rigged way where they, even though, top of the ticket's 50-50, they end up tilting it so they get two-thirds, right? Two-thirds of the vote in the legislature, which, frankly, it's not a democracy. It's not functional. And what they're using with that power is to just give tax breaks to rich people and to criminalize what is acceptable in other states, right? And so that's what they're doing. This is what it comes down to. And frankly, we haven't talked about it, but that includes the ability of women to choose their own reproductive freedom. They are holding that hostage, and that'll be decided by the state Supreme Court with whoever wins this seat. There's a lot at stake. Hope is always right around the corner.
Well, the only thing I would say, Senator Larson, is it begins February 21st, because with the primary, we've got to get people out to vote because this is a nonpartisan, and the top two vote getters, you've got two progressives and two Republicans and two conservatives. And if we don't get out and vote in the primary, the worst case scenario is that two conservatives wind up and all bets are off.
That's right. Yeah, that would be devastating. So, yeah, even if folks cannot decide between Everett Mitchell and Janet Protasiewicz, you've got to go vote for one of them.
Yes.
To make sure that they do get through. So that's I've not endorsed. I like them both. I know them both. I think they would both be fantastic in there on the Supreme Court. And, the difference is you've got folks who praise Clarence Thomas, somebody who's been awful for democracy. And you have somebody who, they would vote the wrong way in continuing to take us back 50 years and women to be able to have reproductive freedom over whether they're going to have an abortion or not. This is what's at stake in this election, there will be, the nation's eyes will be turning to Wisconsin, but it is, like you said, it's a nonpartisan race in the middle of February when not a lot of people might be moving to the polls. So even if people think, oh gosh, we don't know what the weather's going to be, you might be out of town if you're lucky on spring break on one of these days, people can request absentee ballots now, right?
Senator Larson, let's do this. Hold the thought. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
CBS News Brief. The FBI is now searching President Biden's home in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
This is now the third FBI search linked to a location connected to President Biden.
CBS's Adriana Diaz says it's part of the classified documents investigation. Football legend Tom Brady was up early on Twitter today.
I'm retiring for good.
Retiring for good, he says. At age 45, he backpedaled on his announcement last year. CBS Sports NFL writer Tyler Sullivan says he leaves with three league MVPs and seven Super Bowl titles.
You look at what he was able to do over the amount of time he was able to do it, and that is what I think is going to be so hard to match there with Tom Brady.
It's another day of flight cancellations and driving woes in parts of the South hit by snow and ice. Three deaths are blamed on the weather. Texas transportation official Mike Peters.
Can't eliminate every patch of ice. So the biggest concern we have are folks out there driving too fast.
CBS News Brief, I'm...
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24-7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinere. Here's what you need to know. A federal judge ruled that a civil rights lawsuit against Kyle Rittenhouse in the city and county of Kenosha can go forward. Rittenhouse shot three men in August of 2020 during the protests in Kenosha. Two of those men, Anthony Huber and Joseph Rosenbaum, died. Rittenhouse was acquitted on all counts. Huber's family has filed a civil rights lawsuit to hold Rittenhouse and the police accountable for Huber's death. You could get a text message confirmation when your absentee ballot is received in the future. A new bill being circulated in the Wisconsin State Legislature, co-authored by Republican representatives. Voters can already check on the status of their ballot at the myvote.wi.gov website. Adding a text message option would cost $25,000 to implement, an additional $10,000 to $30,000 per year to operate. I'm Jane Matinere. This is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Our guest is Kristen Elfheim, who is the state Senate candidate for District 19 in the Fox Valley.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
There are really good people that have been in Madison on both sides. And if we're not letting the strongest problem solvers win, we're making a mistake.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is State Senator Chris Larson. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Tom.
First, I just want to say you're one of my favorite senators, actually, in the whole country. So I just want to let you know that. I also believe that if it wasn't for money and politics, you'd be the governor right now. So I wanted to say that. I have two other points. One is just remember, just because a woman has the right to choose doesn't mean that she'll necessarily choose to have an abortion. It means that it's about choice, and government should not choose for a woman what to do, whether it is to have a child or not have a child. So a lot of times we get into this pro-abortion thing, and I don't think that's what it is. I think it's pro a woman's right to choose or pro the government's right to choose. And my last point is, how is it as a senator, a good guy like yourself, I'm sure you got people coming to you left and right that are offering you big money to, you know, for campaigns and all that kind of stuff. How is it, because you guys got to play in the system that unfortunately was made, especially with Citizens United. What is that like, and why isn't that more politicians don't speak out about the number of lobbyists that are coming after them, the number of people that are big donors coming after them, and really start doing the veil and showing what the system is really about? Thanks, Chris.
Hey, thank you, Tom. All right, Senator Larson.
It's always good to hear from Tom, and we need you back in Wisconsin voting, man.
And
I would say, like, I think there's there are a lot of good people who are in office and who are running for office, and it becomes incredibly tough to be able to try to win seats, you know, considering the vast amount of money that is pumped into the system. And this is not, in many of these cases, they're looking for a specific outcome. They're basically buying these tax cuts, right? We saw it with Diane Hendricks and the Elines buying the U.S. Senate seat because Ron Johnson wrote them into the bill so that they would benefit, you know, to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars. So it was no big deal for them to spend $20 million to try and keep Ron Johnson in office. So that continues to happen. It's good to make sure that you have good people who are going to understand why they're in it. There's always going to be people who are willing to write checks. You don't want to have somebody in there who's willing to just listen to them, because it becomes very, very easy to forget where you came from. And I've seen it happen, unfortunately, with a lot of people. So you got to do that, and frankly, the role of the constituency is to make sure that people are doing that. If you see your person swaying or shifting away, you know, get somebody. Think about voting for somebody else. Think about holding them accountable by having somebody else run for that seat. And we've seen that happen, frankly, you know, maybe not so often in the last few years, but we've seen that happen over and over. As long as we have a functional democracy, as much as it may not be most times, that we're going to continue to have new people coming into the system who, if they do not see their politics reflected, if they do not see their values reflected in their elected officials, they are going to work like heck to change that. And that's going to continue to happen every cycle.
Let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning, Bill. How are you? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning, Earl and Chris, and thanks for having Chris on there. My question to him is, what if you guys start just standing up to these people and say, look, half of them shouldn't even be in office because they broke their oath of office? Ron Johnson, you just mentioned him. He has no integrity or honesty or validity even being there. A Robin Voss, same thing. These people have taken their oath of office, voided it, and they're still get an audience. I think it just seems to me, tell me if I'm wrong, I push to censor these people because of what they've done. They won't work with you. They'll never work with you. To think that we could find a way to work with those people, it's impossible. Now, that doesn't mean all Republicans and all senators and all congressmen. It's many of them. The ones that want to work will work. These other guys will stonewall, lie, deceive, misrepresent. It seems to me, maybe I'm too old, but it just seems to me, you got to call them out. What do you think, Chris? I'll hang up.
Thank you, Bill, as always.
So good to hear from you. I wish that was the way that it would work, right? That there is going to be some almost like a parental figure or authority figure to come in and, you know, I just think of, like, my kids, you know, if they're having a sleepover and they're up way too late, you know, internalize and say, okay, guys, time to go to bed, or, you know, time to get in line. Unfortunately, we, you know, look, we are the ones in charge of our system of government. There is no guarantee that we have a democracy. And in fact, in Wisconsin, we really don't. And so the only people who can hold them accountable and say, you know, to censor them or censure them, you don't have the ability to do that if you don't have a majority. You can't get a majority when it's gerrymandered, and you can't get it ungerrymandered when you have a court that says that's fine to do that. And so to change that, it takes piece by piece to try to whittle our way back to a democracy. You know, the way to do that is make sure that more and more people in the public understand what's going on, what's at stake, and get out and vote on that issue alone, regardless of way they, you know, they might get tricked with some of these ads of scared into, you know, rushing out and voting for somebody who they think, oh yeah, this person's going to be, you know, going to lock up those bad guys who are roving down the street, you know, with bike chains and switchblades, you know, to get them to realize, actually, no, these people are robbing you blind, giving tax breaks to the rich, defunding our schools, defunding local government. And the only way that it's going to change is by us voting them out, because they're not reflective of our democracy. That's all we can do. You know, they have proven themselves in Wisconsin for a decade now to not respond to the public demands. They only respond to the elections.
You know, Senator Larson, Bill from O'Connor Milwaukee, and I have been around for so long. We remember when they used to say across this nation that Wisconsin had clean government. I remember that constantly. It was the one thing we had going for us, is we had clean government. But that seems like, man, so long ago. So what do you anticipate? The only saving grace, as you stated, is the governor, and the fact that when they gave the governor all of that power, it was directed at and changed for Scott Walker. They never once ever thought that was going to come back to haunt them, but thankfully they weren't able to understand, and they gave a lot of power to our governor. Can you imagine where we'd be, man? Really, people have to understand. It's only through them and their short-sightedness that Governor Evers can be as effective as he is.
Well, just to be clear, they did try to roll that back, too.
I know, right? They did try.
It was just a little over 4 years ago, in the middle of winter, right after Walker lost and Evers won by just a little over a percentage point. And they decided, you know, coincidentally, as they like to pretend, this is a good time. Maybe we should roll back some of the powers of the governor and have this over, you know, give ourselves new oversight over some of their rulemaking and other things that are happening there. So they did try to roll back a bunch of it, but they didn't roll it back entirely because they didn't have the power to do it. But they did it through rulemaking, right? And you know, if folks are paying attention, they would know that the first act that they did this cycle, as soon as we were in session and had power again, the legislature's acting, the first action they took was to repeal the ban on conversion therapy on marriage counselors in Wisconsin and other counselors in Wisconsin. That was the first action. They put forward a rule that says that you cannot ban this practice, which is akin to torture, right? People who may not know what conversion therapy is, this is where you sit a person down, usually a young person, and try and convince them that they have a different sexual orientation than what they do, and use various tactics, in some cases using electricity and other things to try and get them to live a way of life that is different from what they are already. And this has been banned by psychologists. It's been banned in 22 states. It's been banned in 11 different jurisdictions within the state of Wisconsin. But that was the first thing. So they did change the rules. so that they would have oversight. And just thinking about that, right, like of the number of problems that we have, like the huge wealth inequality, the problems that the kids are having. And this is what they decided to use that power for. You know, so even in places where they were able to eke this power and scratch it back from the governor, this is what they're using it for these nefarious purposes.
You know, Senator Larson, I thought, and that's why it's so good to have you on, and I always say it, but we got to squeeze you in more. I thought that, you know, when the new year started, that the legislature was going to be back in business and that you guys were really in active and going through and dealing with all these things, and you tell me that you've only been in session once.
Yeah, only been in session once.
Wow, and it was, man.
So what's the
explanation now for not being in session?
They don't have one. They don't have one. They really don't. I mean, there's the level of problems and level of things that we have. And frankly, the $7.1 billion surplus could have been spent at any point, but yes, it required an agreement between Republicans having to compromise with Democrats. And we are just refusing to do that, right? This is where they come out with this so-called flat tax, right? Which would 81% of the benefit would go to people who are making over $1 million. So just basically taking this extra money and just flushing it down the toilet and giving it to rich folks who do not need it.
Right.
And it would cost the state $5 billion a year. So it actually costs more than the entire surplus that we have right now just to give their friends a big tax break. There is no excuse for not being in. You know, open a newspaper, you know, go online, look at any of the problems that we are facing as a state. And we have the ability to be able to solve them. And I think Earl, you know, for the last decade, we've been hearing over and over, oh gosh, well, we can't have public the rights of public employees to negotiate for better wages because we don't have money. We can't give teachers a raise or shrink class sizes to a point where you can actually have a focus on students because we don't have the money, right? We can't afford to be able to have fully staffed municipal units of government to make sure that people are actually plowing streets on time because we don't have the money. They can't say that anymore.
$7 billion.
You know, this is the time where you could go back and say, let's fix it all. And they're refusing.
They're saying, well, we've got all of this, these resources, because of the conservatives' policies. So we've been able to save all this money to prove that the taxes are too high. And so we want to cut the tax. And I'm like, man, you know, when Scott Walker was the governor and we had surpluses, I remember when there were these surpluses and he turned around and gave them back. Oh, was it he or was it Tommy Thompson? I can't remember.
But they Both of them did.
Yeah, but they gave.
Pretty unoriginal. Yeah.
They gave me back $200. And I was. And I'm supposed to celebrate getting $200 back, and the next year we were back in deficit.
Right.
I mean, politics.
And they say, "Oh, we don't have money for school kids, or yes, the kids' schools." Unfortunately, yeah. Now people are figuring this stuff out. They have the same trick that they try and do every time. And what I think is really funny is, you echoed the statement about them saying, oh, yes, this was our policies that did this. You know how many other states have a surplus right now? All of them.
I know.
All of them. Because the recovery, the Joe Biden recovery is bigger than they ever thought imaginable. But sure. Pat yourselves on the back. You did such a good job. All 49 other states did well because of what you did here. Okay,
Hang on, Senator Larson. We got to go to a break, man. It's always great talking to you, my friend. 844-967-2789. State Senator Chris Larson's on the line. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Do your priorities for the country match the president's? Listen live as Joe Biden lays out his plans during the State of the Union Address February 7th, starting at 8 p.m. on your local civic media radio station. Then stay with us as News Director Terry Bell and guests break down and share reaction to the policies the president presents. You can join the conversation, too. The State of the Union Address live with coverage from 8 to 10 p.m. Tuesday, February 7th on your local civic media radio station, streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
What is dadication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dadication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A wind chill advisory begins at 11 p.m. tonight and continues until noon tomorrow. A few flurries possible at times this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. High temperatures reach up to 24, northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 8 below tonight, mainly clear. Mainly sunny skies again tomorrow, 7 above. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 21 degrees.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Show as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. On the line, State Senator Chris Larson. Senator Larson, if you had a crystal ball and you were able to look inside that crystal ball and predict what would be happening, you know, and what you'd get accomplished and done during this session, are you optimistic that we'll be able to see some things happen, or do you think we're going to get more of the same throughout this entire session?
Oh man, that's a good question. I wish I did have that crystal ball. Or I think that there is a.
What did it say? History is the best teacher. But go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I think there is actually, as much as there is obviously dysfunction right now in D.C., where, you know, Kevin McCarthy is dealing with his caucus and what's going on there. Here in Wisconsin, there is a prospect of hope, and I think it has a lot to do with because we have this surplus and because, you know, some of the louder voices have kind of been neutralized. But really, it depends, and this is an honest answer, it depends on how much Republicans are going to feel like they need to listen to Robin Voss, right? Robin Voss is, you know, for those who might not know, he's the Speaker of the Assembly. He's been the Speaker for a long time. And he is the not just the chief the holder of the highest office in the Assembly, he's the holder of the biggest grudges in the Republican Party.
Yeah, that he is.
And so he is just holding on to things from two decades now. And as much as a lot of people, we have, I think, one of the largest freshman classes in a long time. And there is a hope of, like, look, there's some issues people want to work on to be able to help with, you know, rural needs, to be able to help with our community farmers, family farmers, and be able to deal with expanding broadband across the state, to be able to listen to their schools, where every school in the state is struggling. and actually do something for them, or to be able to address technology and the fact that it's very much unchecked. You know, tackle drunk driving, something I've been working on for my entire career. All of these issues that should not seem partisan, it's a question of if we're going to actually make advances on any of these. And it has to do with if Robin Voss is going to allow these things to move forward, or if he's just going to stick with the old grudge matches that are a decade plus old, right? And that's really going to be the hinge point. And I think that a lot of people are watching to see if there is going to be an independence within the Republicans, the new Republicans who actually want to try and get something done for Wisconsin, or if they're just going to continue with these old grudge matches from decades ago, right? If they just move to the floor, I think that there are a number of bills that would just pass. Medicaid expansion, right, which would grant health care access to thousands of our neighbors across the state, and it would save the state millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars. You know, that's something that's just a natural we should do, but we're one of the last states in the country to do it just because Scott Walker decided it was going to be partisan, you know, and all the other different issues that we talked about. And granted, you know, some of the bigger partisan ones we won't get an agreement on, but man, you know, now it's been 5 years of a grudge match of them refusing to allow Governor Evers to be able to advance any of the Democratic priorities. Now we're just waiting to see if they're going to continue to do that, if that's going to continue for another 4 years. And frankly, the biggest, the people who lose the most in that are the people of Wisconsin.
You know, so Senator
hopefully,
Larson.
Hopefully they break free. Yeah.
I don't think that they understand here or in Washington that the more they do these things, the more they are losing American people who give up on government. They don't understand that that's what's taking place. And it's not a positive thing when the citizens give up on government.
Yeah.
And yet this is what they're doing.
Yeah, it's you say the word government, and I think it's because we have a democracy, it's not that they're giving up on government, they're giving up on democracy.
The process,
giving up and say, yeah, exactly. They say, well, it's not working for me, I'm just going to check out or say, this is not solving the major problems that it needs to solve, and they just get frustrated. And frankly, the really, really horrible and the really horrible and cynical thing about it is the more that happens, the happier they are, because that's the more that they win, because they think, oh, well, good. The more people who tune out, the better off we are, right? I mean, shoot, Bob Spindell. So Bob Spindell is this guy who's the chair of the Republican Party for Milwaukee County. He is the appointee to the Wisconsin Elections Commission. And he's the guy who just a few weeks ago was bragging openly about how he suppressed black votes in the city of Milwaukee. And so it was like, one of the main objectives was, we were trying to convince them to vote our way. But more than anything, they were hoping to try and get people to say, well, I'm not going to vote. I'm just going to stay out. And he was bragging about this, and he did it repeatedly as a way to say, look, we won. We were able to stop these people because we just confused them. And it is abhorrent. That is their strategy, to get people to give up on our democracy. Everyone should be able to vote. You know, you're not always going to agree on every single issue, but if you're going to have a functioning democracy, you want to increase that. It's a very cynical strategy to try and say, you know what, let's stop people from participating in voting. Let's stop people participating by contacting their representatives. And the more that people give up, I want people to make sure to take a second pause and think, why do they want to give up? And is that actually giving them exactly what they want? Because in most cases, it is.
So, Senator Larson, man, I can't believe that we're out of time. But I'm going to contact you. We got to set something up a little more regularly than this has been. And that's on me. I'll be reaching out to you immediately and see what we can do to make this happen more often.
I love it. Good being on. Good catching up with you, Earl.
All right, as always. State Senator Chris Larson, thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Connor. As always, thank all of you who have been listening. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.